So my text will be taken from John chapter 11, verses 38 to 34. It's a story about Lazarus. I'm sure all of you are familiar. As the story of Lazarus is one of the story that I just love it. And I title the message, Dealing with a Stinking Problem. Everybody say stinking problem. Yes, so tonight we will see how Jesus came to solve the stinking problem. Right? Yeah, so I'm going to read from John chapter 11, verses 38 to 44. The verses are there, so you just follow. So Jesus, again, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and the stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" Is there any Lazarus here? The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your wonderful presence. We have felt your presence and your love during the worship time, during the presentation of the beautiful Mandarin song that was presented by our brother and sister, and even through the dance of Veronica. We believe you have already been speaking to us. And we know, God, that even as we commit the rest of this service, we know you will manifest yourself today as Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You not only heal our physical bodies, but more important today, God, we ask that you will open our hearts so that you can come and heal our hearts today, because you want us to be free. You want us to enjoy life, Lord, life that you have given us, that the more abundant life. And we know, to be honest, many of us are not living that abundant life. But today we say we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable because we know you love us so much. So today I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be upon each and every one of us. Let us hear you, God, that you will speak specifically to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It has been said that to live is to have problems. Do you agree? Now, how many here have some form of problem in all shapes and sizes? Don't raise your hand. You are human. Everybody say, turn to the neighbor and say, you are human. Alright? If you don't have any problem, let me pinch you whether you are human or not. You might be a Robocop. You know Robocop? Right. Now, so there is only one place in Singapore I believe there is no problem. It's probably in Yio Chu Kang. And probably now in Mandai. Mandai, the land of the dead. Now, so as human beings, we have to constantly to solve problems as we face them daily. Do you agree? Victor, do you agree? Yes, Victor agree with me. That problems are part of life. Now, I will quote this particular statement, but the source is unknown. So I will tell you, but I quote. Listen carefully. Problems are like washing machines. They twist us, spin us, and knock us around. But in the end, we come out cleaner, brighter, and better than before. Now, so today, come with me to the master problem solver, the Lord Jesus, of course, and how he deals with the stinky problem of his friend Lazarus. Now, picture this. Lazarus was a corpse, or what we call the cadaver, over 4 days dead. Watch how Jesus come and solve this dead problem. Now, Jesus had 4 insights into the problem, so we are going to learn from him. All right, and it will be in the slides. Number 1, you need to identify and face the problem. All right? Secondly, you need to uncover the problem. Thirdly, you need to address the problem. And lastly, you need to disentangle the problem. And I will share with you how Jesus went about to raise Lazarus from the dead. Now, I want to encourage you today that there is no problem that has no solution. I'll repeat. There is no problem that has no solution. Every problem is an opportunity for you and I to get closer to God and to depend on Him more. Can I hear amen? Right, yeah. And in fact, the bigger the problem, the bigger the miracle. Because I have a big problem. I will tell you later. And I know that when God does it, the doctor has something to do. Because the doctor said, you're already in the fourth stage of kidney failure. They can't do anything. So I know when God heal me, right, that will be a miracle. And I will demand to come up here to share how the Lord heal me. I haven't been healed yet. I'm still waiting, all right? Now, you see here that Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead is one of the most dramatic story in the Bible. Why? It proved that Jesus Christ is God and He has power over mankind, even death. All right, so you see that there are seven I am statements. Everybody say, I am. You know what happened, right? When Moses met in Exodus, Moses met Jesus, and not Jesus, met God, and he said, God, if I go to the Israel, who do you say that I'm going to say that you are? No, and God told him, say to the people that I am that I am. And there are seven I am. I have a research and all the John, they are correct. I looked at it four times, so I'm sure they are correct. And lastly, today, we are going to talk about the seven statement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3. I am the resurrection and the life. And I think in the part of the worship song, we sang that song. All right, our brother led us. There's one song that says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Now, this miracle, the seven miracles that Jesus has performed, why is it so unique? Isn't it common that Jesus regularly raised the dead when you read in the gospel? Is that true? But why is this so unique? Now, Jesus has raised Jairus' daughter in Luke chapter 8. There's a story, Jairus' daughter in Luke chapter 8. And Jesus also raised the widow's son in Nain in Luke chapter 7. But these were not very unique because they were resurrected immediately after they died. So it's like 1 hour or 2 hours. Right? So the significance of Lazarus' resurrection is that Jesus raised him up after 4 days. Everybody say 4 days. Now, if you are a corpse, you better don't say you are a corpse. Okay? It might offend some of you. If I am a corpse, I don't think by the second day in Singapore humidity, I would have stung. Is that such a word? Stung. Right? I mean, I would have smelled. Right? But this one is 4 days. No, what is the significance of the 4 days? Now, in the Jewish culture, a person was not actually accepted has been fully dead and with no chance of coming back for life after 3 days. So if you die on the second day, Jesus raised you up, probably they say, this guy got a long sleep, he was in a coma. So Jesus didn't really do much. Alright? Now, so in this case, Lazarus had died, he was already buried, how many days? 4 days before Jesus came. So in John chapter 11, Martha and Mary, you know Martha, Mary and Lazarus, they are sister and brother, you know, right? They are Jesus' very good friends, right? Yeah. So Martha and Mary, they send a messenger to inform Jesus that Lazarus is very, very sick. And you will expect Jesus to drop everything and just to rush off, right, to meet and heal his friend. But instead, he waited 2 days before going to Bethany. So why did he wait 2 days? You are thinking that if you love your friend so much and you hear that your friend is sick, you have boarded the first plane. Now, okay, of course, during that time, there was no plane, but Jesus could easily have left earlier and reached in time to minister to Lazarus. Now, Bethany was a small village about 2 miles from Jerusalem, and why Jesus wanted to delay is that he wanted to ensure that Lazarus was really, really dead, certified dead, and buried before he came. So by delaying, the situation became hopeless, impossible, that if Lazarus is become alive, that they know that only God, the creator of heaven and earth, creator of the universe, could reverse it. So it's very important to note that. Now, as you see, Mary and Martha, they were very anxious. Of course, they loved their brother, and when their brother was so sick, they were so worried that Jesus didn't come, and you know, they panicked and so forth. Now, I ask you this question. Does it really help to worry? Now, don't raise your hand also. Does it really help to worry? Now listen carefully, yeah? 40% we worry about never come to pass. Wow. How many percent? Yeah, that's quite a lot, no? Alright. Yeah. 40% of you are worrying about never come to pass. Listen, huh? 30% involve past decision that cannot be changed. You can't do anything about, but you are still worrying. 12% focus on criticism from others who felt inferior. 10%, listen, 10%, this one apply to me, 10% are related to our health, which get worse when we worry. I repeat, 10% are related to our health, which get worse when we worry. So if now I'm focusing on my health only, I won't be here, no? I won't be standing here. I'll be at home and say, oh, I worry, what will happen to me? Huh? Now, haven't finished yet. 8% are worry which we consider as legitimate. So you add 40, 30, 12, and 10 and 8 equal 100%. Right, 100%. Yeah. So if you want to worry, you are allowed to worry how many percent? 8% only. Yes, only 8%. But I think more of us, we worry about 90%. Right. Now, we want to look at insights. We want to learn from Jesus, of course. So we want to look at insights into Lazarus' sickness, death, and resurrection. Firstly, we need to identify and face the problem. Don't run away. So Jesus asked, where have you laid him? So they said to him, Lord, come and see. How did he get so sick? How did he die? You have to face your problem. Trace your problem. And then hand the problem to God, knowing that he will have an answer or a solution. Now, you see, I have a lot of Bible verses, right? And you say, Cynthia, why aren't you reading? Now, what should I read? Can you all read? Can all of you can read? Because by the time I read, by the time I have a testimony, we will go back at 9 o'clock. Yeah, and nobody, we have to vacate soon because the youth church coming soon. Right, so I put the verses there for you to read. So I will not be reading like normal normal preacher do. They read, but you just read there, right? If you find any problem with the verses, you can come to me after the service and say, Cynthia, why do you put the service there? Why do you put the verse there? Then I will explain to you. Yeah, you see now how fast am I going? Now, you can only solve a problem you identify. Is that right? If you run away from a problem, what happened? You will run into more problem. I repeat. If you run away from a problem, you run more into other problem. Now, as you know that I am involved in the ministry of inner healing and deliverance, and many people come to us for help as they recognize that they need healing and deliverance from Jesus. Right? So those that will receive their breakthrough, they are the very ones that they are very honest with their condition. Because when they come to us, my counselors are trained to ask, what is the purpose that you are coming here? What is your issue? Sometimes they do not want to hear the word problem. Sometimes it can be offensive. Because if I ask someone here, I say, what is your problem? And the person may think, only I have the problem. How about you? I'm sure you also have problem. So sometimes we have to be sensitive. We'll use struggle, issue. But actually it's a problem. That's why they come here. So it's just a matter of words, right? Yeah, right. But basically, that's the reason they come and see us. Because they need help. They recognize that. So those that receive the breakthrough are the ones that are very desperate. Amen. But the counselors know, if we ask you, what is your purpose here? And somebody say, my husband, my wife, my pastor, my teacher, my boss, send me here. You know what happened to the counselor will sigh. Because it's either this or that. Firstly, it will be an early evening. You understand or not? Early evening means that we'll just pray a prayer of blessing because the person say, actually I have no problem, but my wife say I have to come. If I don't come, got no dinner, so I have to come. Right. Yeah, so what happened is we just pray a prayer of blessing because the person didn't cooperate, right? Yeah. But what happened is sometimes it can be many, many sessions. Yeah. So humble yourself, admit and ask for help. So this is the first step. First step to your problem. Now, secondly, you need to receive the word of the Lord in your problem. Yeah, in the sense that when you seek the Lord, God will give you some indication. Some indication like what you're going to do, or maybe he says that, just trust me. In other words, we have to seek God, and I believe a rhema word can come to you. I have many, many experiences, but because of shortage of time, I cannot share. Right, so remember that. Right, so in John 11:23, Jesus said to Martha, right? He says, your brother will rise again. All right. Of course, Martha got all mixed up, and Martha thought, oh, you mean what? My brother will rise again on the resurrection, you mean on the second coming of the Lord and so forth. She misunderstood him. But Jesus knew what he was doing. So there's nothing too hard for God. So this morning, whatever your problem, issue, struggle, I also have my own struggle, right? Receive the word of the Lord concerning your situation. And now we want to see a video, just a 3-minute video. So the media crew, is it they call them? The media crew will put on the video. We want to see the video by this couple from Kuz, of course. This couple, Ming Han and Gladys, they call upon Jesus, knowing only that only Jesus can help them. All right, so let's have the video, and we want to watch.
In 2012, and a year into our marriage, we decided to try to have children. Unfortunately, by 2014, we were still unable to conceive. Our worst fears were confirmed when eventually we sought consult with a rheumatologist who diagnosed her with lupus.
So the first thing that came to my mind is, can I have children? Can we have our own kids? I really asked God, why me? Did I do anything wrong? God has been really gracious to me. And he's been healing me through the months. So after about one year.
So the rheumatologist actually gave us the green light because the condition was stable enough to actually try to conceive. So I was really grateful during that period of time to God for his protection over Gladys. And towards the end of 2015, we were overjoyed to hear the news that she was pregnant.
Yeah, so I thought, well, finally, I'm pregnant, and it's really a miracle at that point, yeah. But at about at the second visit to the doctor, it was announced that there was no heartbeat. Yeah, so it was pretty devastating at that point.
Throughout time, we had many fears and worries, but during these dark days, we actually grew closer to one another. We drew closer to God as well. His presence was constant, was always reassuring, and there was a sense of peace and calm, and which actually dispelled most of our fears.
So after about 1 year, we managed to conceive our second child. But the pregnancy wasn't easy. So initially, there's a lot of nausea, vomiting. And at the early stage of pregnancy, I even had spotting, which is very fearful because I had miscarriage before. I was very, very scared. The same feeling of the first miscarriage came back. The second problem is that our child's weight is very low. It was only 1.5 kg. So the first thing that we did, I actually went to the healing room and to ask God for healing. So at the end, I actually gave birth to my son at a targeted weight of 2.5 kg. And we named him Raphael, which is inspired
Let's give glory to God.
It's been an amazing faith journey. Through it all, I think we've learned that, yes, God is sovereign, but he is also faithful. Through all the valleys that we've gone through, he was there with us, walking alongside us.
I've learned to trust him in small or big things, and it has been really a journey of faith.
Amen. Now, for those of you who may not be aware what is lupus, and I look at the definition. By the way, lupus is incurable. Alright? Yeah, there is no cure or medication. Just maybe they give you some steroid to suppress. So what is lupus? Listen carefully. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease in which the body's immune system becomes hyperactive and attacks normal healthy tissue. And the symptoms are varied: inflammation, swelling, damage to joint, skin, kidney, heart, blood, and lungs. Literally, lupus, prolonged lupus can just kill all your organs. And you die from other sicknesses. Now, they also cause pregnancy complications and an increased risk to miscarriage and high blood pressure. Right? Yeah. So we thank God, the little Raphael, his name is Raphael, I believe he is a miracle child to our brother Ming Han and sister Gladys. Amen. So are you encouraged? I am. Right? Yeah. I saw the video five times I saw the video. Right. Yeah. So they call upon Jesus knowing that only Jesus can help them. I'm not saying do not go to the doctor. I go to the specialist every 3 months. All right. I've been under them for the last 5 years. Dr. Mohan, the same chap for 5 years. I have to go, but I believe that I'm still waiting for my miracle. Now, so firstly, you need to identify, face a problem. Secondly, you need to uncover the problem. What do I mean? Right, Jesus direct to the people and say, take away the stone. Now, what does the stone represent? Take away the stone. It means that don't hide a problem. As long as you hide a problem, like I said, nothing can be done. So what is exposed is closed. What is revealed is healed. So get rid of the excuses. Jesus said, take away the stone. But Martha, the sister of the dead man, exclaimed, but Lord, by this time he is decaying and throws off an offensive odor. For he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus insisted to take away the stone. Then he lifted his eyes towards heaven and said, and this is what Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I say this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. Actually, the Gospel of John, if you read, all the I am statements actually to declare that Jesus is the Son of God. All right, yeah. So it culminates with Jesus saying, I'm the resurrection and the life. So this may be the very exact reason why Jesus waited for 4 days before coming to Lazarus. He wanted to prove that he is the resurrection, the truth, and the life. And John 14:6 says that Jesus is God and he has the power of life and death. So this afternoon, dear friends, what is the stone in your life? And today I'm not just, I believe at the altar ministry, we are not just going to pray for sickness per se. Sickness meaning that, you may have some kind of sickness, whether it's a lung problem or cancer, physical sickness. Yes, we want to pray and believe. I appreciate Pastor Mark, right, in his opening address and prayer, he said that he want to believe for miracles, signs and wonders. Amen. Yeah, it's possible. Right, believer, we are going to believe with you. Yes, but we are also interested in what we call the inner healing. Because some of us, like I said, we may be perfect healthy, but inside we are dying emotionally. All right, so I really appeal to you to open your ears. If there is a need in your life to receive prayer in this area, you can come up too. Right? So the stone is the excuse. Is it too hard? Do you have excuses in your life? Today, who are you blaming for in your predicament? Maybe you are in a very kind of like a difficult situation. No? So instead of looking and presenting the problem to Jesus and praying and seeking him, maybe you are blaming. So who can you blame? Of course, the spouse always kena lah, your spouse. Okay, boss, relative, friends. We humans are very good at blaming others, finding a scapegoat. I remember Adam. He blamed God. What did he say? Man, listen, the woman that you gave me. Alright? Hey, be thankful now. Because I think that it's in Proverbs that say, right, a man that find a wife, find a good thing. Is that right, Mark? Yeah. Ask Mark lah. Yeah, because Mark is married and he's a scholar some more. You see or not? Right? Yeah. But that part, I don't quite like the thing, Because we all women are not the thing, Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not the thing lah, but it's a good verse lah, So men here, appreciate your wife, yes. Wow, the wife said, amen. Yes. Now where was I? Yeah. So remember Adam, he blamed God. Right? He said, the woman that you gave me. So get rid of the excuses, because the excuses are not the real issue. Yeah, if something happened to you, at times I get angry, you know. Of course I can blame. Hey, you know what? My colleague, she said this, I know, right? Yeah. But why should I be angry? Maybe she said something unkind. Maybe she's joking or what, right? So, like I said, giving excuses. Excuses are not the real issue. So I have to find out what is the cause of my anger, right? Maybe my anger is because 20 years ago, something happened, and I'm still angry at the incident, right? And so forth, right? So we see here that besides identifying and facing the problem, uncovering the problem, we come to the third point. We need to address the problem. Now, Jesus command Lazarus, come forth, like in the story, right? Now, Jesus must have shouted and cried out, and everyone there heard his loud command. Now, Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, he came wrapped in his burial linen. Right. So what I'm saying is that when you say address the problem, we want to follow the example of Jesus. What did Jesus do? He prayed to his father. Remember? He prayed to his father. Right. So it's very important that we need to be in an attitude of prayer. So in whatever problem, whether emotional, physical, or whatever, financial, we have to be in an attitude of prayer. An attitude of prayer to come to Jesus. Right? And I'm glad that 1 Thessalonians says, 5:17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Secondly, sometimes we need to be specific. Everybody say specific. Yeah, specific means don't go around the bush. Right? So we pray specifically regarding the issue. Right, so in my area, if anger is a problem, then we pray about it. So we spend time with the Lord and say, God, I'm so angry, but I know I'm not just angry with somebody, there is a deeper issue. Right, yeah, so you pray, and I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is very smart. He will tell you why you are so angry. He has this torchlight, that just zoom into your heart, right, and then you are awakened, and then you can tell the Lord to heal you and so forth. Huh? Yeah, so you need to be specific. Example, we have Jesus speaking to the fig tree, right? And then, telling them that no one would eat them from that day, and they dried up from the root, right? And here we see specifically, Jesus spoke to dead bodies, and they raised from the dead, right? So imagine, if Jesus had not mentioned Lazarus, this one is at the graveyard, at the tomb. I'm sure there are many tombs besides Lazarus. All right? If Jesus said, come forth, Now, I think Mary and Martha and all Lazarus' friends, they would have, if I'm one of them, I would have disappeared. Because I see all the corpses coming out, And in my heart, I say, I only want my brother Lazarus, not the rest, I don't know who they are. I will chabot, make the first exit, right? So Jesus is specific, right? He said, who? Lazarus, come from. Right, yeah. So we see here that it is very specific. Lastly, the Lord Jesus instructed, loose him and let him go. And that is the last point, is what? Disentangle the problem. Everybody say disentangle. Right, so remember the four steps. The first one, identify and face the problem. Secondly, uncover. Wow, this brother very good. Wow, you are listening, man. I'm so encouraged. Okay, uncover the problem. That's why you sit in the front row. Yes, front row cannot sleep. Okay, the third one, address the problem. And the last one, disentangle the problem. You know the meaning of disentangle, right? Jesus instructed, loose him and let him go. Right, so it's not enough that I better don't do it, Quite unladylike. I wanted to hop, Like Lazarus had to hop out. Because the tomb is underground, and it's a very narrow kind of thing, not the normal tomb, right? So Lazarus came back to life, but he was still bound. He was tied up, so he could not talk, sing, clap, move, walk, etc. He was alive, but he could not function as a free person. And I really believe, that many of us, to be honest, are you enjoying the John 10:10 life or not? John 10:10, everybody know the verse, right? Jesus has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Yes, this is one way to wake you all up, But not purposely, right? Because see, my mind on Jesus only, Okay, I repeat, Yes. Hey, we got a scholar there, Okay. Where was I? The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give you life Not only life. So you all have life, not enough, you know. But more abundantly. You know that I did a word search for the abundantly, you know. And it covered a lot of words, abound lah, you know, overflow. Right, I tell you, there's so many words. Right? So to be frank, how many of us are enjoying the more abundant life? Right? And I say it's possible. It's possible. Possible to have that abundant life. Huh? Yeah. So those of us here, like I said, you may be alive, right? But I'm not sure whether you are enjoying the total freedom. Huh? If you don't remove things that entangle you, you will remain bound. So you need to release yourself from the past. This is almost the end of 2017. Is that correct? I think we have about 1 month, 2 weeks. Then it'll be January 1st, 2018. Right, so I would really encourage you to do some soul searching. Now, maybe we don't have enough time here, right? But whatever, it is a start for you to do some soul searching. So get rid of those things, of the things that sting. Right? Sometimes you do not know that it sting, but your family member will be the best one. Right? Your brother, your sister, your spouse, your mother and father, they will tell you, hey, you don't smell so good today. It's not that you didn't bathe, no, right? This is other thing, right? Yeah. So you have to be aware. So you have to lose yourself from past failure. What is holding you back? Unforgiveness, resentment, jealousy. Get rid of all these, what we call, inner healing, and we call toxic emotions. Everybody say toxic emotions. Yeah. Emotion we want, because God created us with emotion. But toxic emotion we do not want. They will destroy you slowly but surely. Right. And someone said that unforgiveness was like a poison you drink while hoping for someone else to die. I'm sure you have heard that before. Right? Yes. So it affects your entire system. Your emotions fail, your body becomes sick, your mind is disturbed, confused. So today I will challenge you. Begin 2018 with a clean slate. Get rid of all the negative emotion so that January 1st come. Wow. Now you can face life with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I have two verses. They are there. I don't know whether you can see. Proverbs 17:22. Oh, I like this verse. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. So some of us here, we need to take a new medicine instead of the drug prescribed by your own doctor. And what is the new medicine? I just read what? Proverbs 17:22. Right, that is a joyful heart. Joyful heart, right? So this joyful heart is very good medicine. And I believe that I can function now, in spite of my kidney function is so low, I tell you, I believe, because God has given me a joyful heart. Amen. Yes, and I present to you, it's free. Don't have to pay one, it's free. The Lord Jesus give you. Now, how to get the joyful heart? It begins with simply forgive someone who has offended, hurt, and harm you and so forth. Right? And I'm sure King David had it right. King David. What did King David say? No wonder he was a man after God's own heart. He knew the secret of freedom and joy. He said in Psalm 51 verse 2, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Right? And of course, 3 John 2 say, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper. Of course, the other verse that all of you are familiar, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see here there is a definite connection between the spirit, soul, and body. You agree? Yeah, so when people come to us for inner healing and deliverance, first of all, they will tell us of all the aches that they have. We don't just immediately pray for the aches. No point. You pray for the ache and this guy got bitterness and resentment. The ache, after we pray, they got healed 2 days. Later on, they never get rid of the toxic emotion. They'll still be in poor health. Right? So normally, we deal with the emotional health. And many a times, whatever physical issue is diminished. And sometimes it completely disappears after 2 or 3 sessions. 2 or 3 sessions. Right. So you remember that when one part is affected, all the other part also suffer. So I want to encourage you today. If you have a sickness, disease, and you want desperately for Jesus to heal you, then you need to remove what we call the roadblock to healing. In fact, I have some teaching notes on many, many roadblocks to healing. Right? But I can't do today because of time. But they are, And unforgiveness is one of the roadblocks, right? And other things. So choose today to forgive from your heart. And you will see and experience the improvement in your health. Now, what happens if you are not totally healed? Well, even if the physical healing is slow and progressive, at least you don't need to suffer and carry the bad emotion. Do you agree or not? Yeah, you may not be totally healed, but at least you can sleep very well. Do you know that I sleep very well? If I tell you the number of hours that I sleep, you may envy me. Because Singaporeans, I was told in the newspaper, they sleep the least hours. I have at least 7.5 hours now. That's quite a lot, right? Yeah. And the 7.5 hours is like no break, you know. It means that I don't get up, you know. Yeah, it means that I can just zong, you know, I can sleep. So during that time, my phone ring lah or anything, you can call me, knock on the door. I am zonk out. I am in slumberland. Slumberland. Is a mattress, right? Mattress, the brand of the mattress. Yeah, slumberland means that I am just having good dreams with a lot. Alright? Yes. Right. So I'm telling you. Yeah, so some of you here is like deprived of sleep. Every time can't sleep. Well, today we will pray for you. And let me tell you, tonight you will sleep like a baby. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I need to pay us one. Right. So today, we want to welcome Chan Man. Yeah, Chan Man, come up. Yeah, Chan Man is a cool youth. Yeah, let's welcome her. Right. No. And she wants to share. Right. She has a wonderful, powerful testimony. She wants to share her journey of healing and deliverance. Right. Yeah. So please listen carefully. Yeah, Chan Man.
My name is Chan Man. I came to Koo's Healings Room in January 2016 because of my uncontrolled behavior during worship sessions. My struggle began on the 6th of December 2015. It all started one night when I was in a youth camp in my previous church. That night, the preacher was sharing about surrendering our lives to God for His kingdom purpose. In response, I prayed and surrendered my life to God. But little did I know that the prayer of faith became the turning point for my spiritual life. After the prayer, I started to cry, and the cries became louder and louder until I started screaming in the whole auditorium. That was the first time I manifested. I had not known the kind of hold that certain experiences and fear had on me until then. That sparked off a journey of intentional healing for me. To give a bit of context on my background, my parents divorced when I was 5 years old. So growing up, I have always lacked of a father's love in my life. I found myself having infatuations towards a few adult female figures in my childhood who were nicer and more personal towards me. Basically, people that made me felt more loved. Having these feelings of same-sex attraction made me feel very troubled. And it was a secret struggle for me. It was this fear and struggle that I laid before God that night in prayer at the youth camp. I asked for forgiveness and for God to take away these feelings. I told God I wanted to serve Him with my life. Right after the prayer, the manifestations took place daily and continued week after week. My church leaders then were at a loss to help me, as the manifestations became violent at times. There was even a critical period where I had to stay away from school and church because the manifestations would not stop. In that time, I wasn't able to speak or to even behave properly. During this time, I went to a pastor who was quite experienced in the area of healing, and I received partial healing. I was able to get back to school just in time for my exams. Just as I thought it was over, when I went back to church, I started manifesting again. I was really disappointed as I couldn't go to school or church after a while. But yet I am thankful that although I was disrupted by the manifestations during worship, I didn't feel distant away from God because He encouraged me through His word each time when I felt like giving up. When I came to Koo's for healing, it was decided that I should join a new cell here. Initially, I was against the idea because the transition period from my previous church to Koo's really affected me for quite some time. I was so disappointed with how people whom I held so closely to my heart just left me because of what I was going through. Having to stop fellowship suddenly with my old self was really tough. However, along the way, God taught me what it means to get out of my comfort zone and to just trust in where He was going to lead me to. Through it all, God was the only one that remained faithful. Each time I came for service in KUS, God spoke to me in one way or another, and I experienced His presence constantly. This led me to a change in my heart, and I decided to stay in KUS where God wanted me to be. Throughout the sessions for my healing week in and out, I was tired out emotionally and physically because the manifestations were vigorous. At times I felt so weak, but as I sought God in His Word, He lifted me and gave me the strength to keep going on. Each time after the ministry sessions, I left the session with so much peace in my heart. It was during these sessions that God revealed to me that one of the big reasons for these infatuations is because of the lack of love from my parents. Finally, on the 15th of August this year, I received the best birthday gift ever. I saw Jesus appearing to me in bright light. I clearly remember seeing myself walking towards the cross. I was walking out of a room filled with darkness into a room of light. Beside the cross, Jesus was standing there waiting for me. He was calling me to make my way towards Him. When I finally reached Him, He brought me before the cross, and I went into the arms of Jesus. At that moment, I was filled with just so much joy and indescribable peace. The vision was a prayer answered on the night when I surrendered myself to God. I surrendered my sins and burdens to receive His peace, joy, and love. When I opened up my eyes after the vision, I knew in my spirit that my wounds and pain from the past were all healed and taken away by God. I thank God for the breakthroughs in each ministry sessions. I have forgiven my parents, especially my earthly father, and I am now restored by my heavenly Father's love that is in me. I thank God for His love that has set me free from the brokenness, rejection, and traumas I faced as a child. I was also set free from the occult influences passed on by my ancestors who were involved in occult practices. Since then, I have also made the decision to be baptized. As I look back today, my heart is filled with thankfulness towards God. Although it has been tough, it has been a really tough season for me, but He made me even tougher, and He has seen me through such a fruitful season. I am aware that I will still face many obstacles in the future, but one thing I'm sure now is that God will always be with me. After all, I have now seen and tasted the God who has and will hold my life together, both now and forevermore. Thank you.
Amen. All right, yeah, let's give time. Don't go first. Yeah. All right, so this is a life transform. All right, and how old are you?
15.
Only 15. All right, yes. And you see, when her life is when her life is transformed, I tell you, she will have a bright future. Amen. Yeah, so I want you to stretch forth your hand. We want to pray for God's protection. Alright, we want to ask the Holy Spirit to seal the healing and the deliverance. That from today onwards, Chan Man will be totally free. Just like Lazarus. But I'm not saying that you died lah. Huh? Yeah, but just like Lazarus, totally free. Alright, so let's pray. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for a life that has been redeemed and transformed for your glory. We thank you for our sister Chan Man, oh God. That our hearts are overwhelmed. Because Jesus, you have done it. Yes, she has gone through the healing ministry, Lord. Father, through different ministers. But ultimately, we know she has called upon your name. And you are the one that has healed her, has delivered her. So we pray, Holy Spirit, you will seal everything that was done. That from today onwards, Lord, that Chan Man will be a powerful testimony. She will be a woman of substance, a woman of faith. And I see her, Lord, Father, being so mightily used even in the KUS youth ministry. So I call forth the giftings of the Lord, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are resident in Chan Man, O God, that they will flourish, they will manifest itself, that she will be a rescuer. Even she will be on the lookout for those who are in bondage. And she will say, just as the Lord Jesus has healed and delivered me, he can do the same for you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, thank you. Right, yes. So I'm going to end soon. Right, end soon. And let me see. Yeah, already. Yeah, I think I just forget that part. Well, I'm going to conclude now. Oh, besides that, now you see, do you see the two verses that are there? Alright. Yeah, I have one page, you know, but it's too long. Basically, what I'm saying is that for us Christians, right, there are two aspects of what Jesus has done for us. Firstly, salvation. Alright. That is only in the name of Jesus that we are saved. Now, for most of us here, if you are a Christian, we are in the process of another long word, sanctification. Alright? Yeah, sanctification. So, inner healing and deliverance is about sanctification. Alright, that's all I need to say. Let's go to the conclusion. Now, do you realize that the power gifts of the Holy Spirit was evident in Lazarus' resurrection? Now, what are the power gifts? Power gifts, they are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. Right? They are the gifts of faith, the working of miracle, and the gifts of healing. Now, why do I say that the Lord Jesus Christ operated in the power gifts in raising Lazarus? You know that when Jesus Christ raised Lazarus, it was not just a miracle. There were three gifts in operation at the same time. All right, so listen to me, follow me. Firstly, the Jesus gift of faith resulted in a miracle as only God can raise the dead. Amen. All right, yeah, firstly. I'm very sure that Lazarus was perfectly well and healthy when he came out of the tomb. You agree or not? I do not know what Lazarus died from. I don't want to speculate. Just say that he died from, I almost wanted to say cancer of the breast, you know. Almost, right? No, don't say cancer of the brain, right? So Lazarus died of the cancer of the brain, and I'm sure when Jesus raised him from the dead, firstly, it's a miracle. Jesus exercised the gift of faith. I'm sure Lazarus didn't come out and say, oh, Jesus, my head, I still got the tumor, you know. Oh, no, I don't think. I think Jesus, Lazarus came out and just hop out, you know, and live a normal life, right? That means Jesus exercised what? The gift of healing also, all right? Yes, so you see the power gifts were manifested in one incident. In one incident. Now, Jesus healed him of whatever illness that had led him to his death. Alright? So the next slide. Now, how many of you remember Suzanne Chin? She came here a few years ago. Right? She came to Kuz and she shared her powerful testimony. Alright? Yeah, and in fact, the Sunday Times there said that she was called the woman that came back from the dead. Almost like a female Lazarus, no? Right? And I'm sure her story has inspired you. Amen. Her story has inspired you for greater things. So today, we are saying nothing is impossible with God. We have heard the story of Lazarus. Many of us have heard the story of Suzanne Chin. And now, we have heard also the story, the testimony of our dear sister Chan Man. Right? Yes. So today, we are going to give an altar call. Right? So where are the musicians? Yeah, up here, alright? Yes, right, and altar call, of course, I have several word of knowledge. Yes, so I want everybody to stand up. Alright, yeah. Right, yeah. So now I want the team to get ready. Alright, the team. Alright, the team will include the pastoral staff, the ministry staff, and also the IHD ministry team. I think there are about 10 of them. All of you will be standing in a row. Alright, yeah. You stand in a row, face the congregation. Don't worry. Sometimes we don't dare to go out in case nobody come out. Nobody come out, just stand there lah. Yeah, stand there and smile at the congregation. Right or not? Yes! We are family, right? Like I'm smiling at you, I hope you are smiling at me. You know, just stand there. Because sometimes it encourages. If I'm sitting there and I see, you know, a brother and sister here, it will help me to come out. I say, yeah, I will approach them. But if nobody is here, it's like, yeah, should I go? No, I'm the only one. Alright. Right. So I want to really appeal to you, no. Be desperate. I don't care what condition you have. You come up quickly. Alright. Now I'm going to, before my brother sing the song. Alright. I have a couple of, word of knowledge. So any of you have, give them the mic. Yeah. Maybe Esther take the mic. Alright, yeah. After I give forth the word of knowledge, any one of you just say. Alright, yeah. Just whatever you receive, just say. Alright. I believe what God is going to heal joint pain. Everybody say joint pains. Joint. You know joint or not? The elbow, the you know, all the joint, right? And then childhood eczema. Now listen carefully, yeah. If you have eczema for the last 3 years, for me, I have eczema for the last 3 years because my kidney are failing. Poor kidney condition lead to dry skin. Dry skin lead to eczema. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about childhood. Means from young, your mother said, you have been having eczema and now you have it. I tell you, God's going to heal you. Right? Yeah. And then, those are the, there's another condition that I wrote. I forgot. I don't know where is it. Anyway, yeah. If it comes back, I'll let you know. All right? Yes. Right? Now, right, so the people quickly come up. Before that, I want to give instruction. Now, some of you here are perfectly healthy. Alright, perfectly healthy physically, you have no other condition. Well, if you have some resentment, bitterness, jealousy and all that, you can also come up. All the ministers here are trained to pray for you. Alright? Yes. And how about the rest? Some of you say, I'm okay. Right? Okay? That's what you say. Right? Now, do you know of people who are sick or not? You know? You are alright, no? But you know people. For me, as I stand here, I have two friends who have cancer. Cancer of the breast, cancer of the liver. I just heard a relative in Malaysia got lymphoma. Three people, they are not here. Well, I will pray for them. So, they're not going to be spectator. Right? If you're a spectator, don't come to church. I say that. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm saying that all got to participate. That means if you are not up here, wherever you are, I want you to pray for the person that is not here. Alright? Doesn't matter. Pre-believer, non-believer, believer, doesn't matter. Alright? I'm sure you know of someone that is sick. Amen. I'm sure you know. Don't tell me you do not know. Sickness is everywhere. So if you know, maybe your neighbor, you find out your neighbor got cancer. Well, you stand there, you begin to intercede. Amen? Right. Any people on the same thing? Yeah. Just pass the mic around. Right? Yeah.
I receive visions. It's a vision of a deep, dark water. And you're asking, who will lift me up? How can I get out of this? I see the word freedom, lubrication, and stiff. The Lord will lift you out from the depths. He will remove that stiffness from you, lubricate you, and give you new life. The Lord will set you free.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone? Yeah. Quickly give. You have no time to wait. Yeah, just have the word. Just release. Yeah, anyone there?
Just our worship, I saw the word wholeness. I believe God's going to bring emotional wholeness or health and healing to some of you here. Just come forward. Another word is the word heart. I think you have some heart problem or something due with the heart. Just come forward. I think the Lord's going to set you free and heal you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can sing now. Yeah, so quickly. Alright, if the word of knowledge is not given, but you are sick, you can still receive healing. Yeah, come. Yeah. Let's sing the song.
And heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
You are the Lord.
You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
No, I see that we need more ministers. All right, you don't need to have a title or a position to pray for them. If you are standing there and you have the compassion of the Lord and you say, God, I may not know how to pray, but I have a compassion for the people here who are sick. You can come up and pray for them. They are part of your family. So I encourage you, come up and just pray. Just begin to lay hands, ask them what is the condition, and just pray for them. All right, I'm going down also to pray for them.
You are the God.
I just sing.
You are the God that He loves me. You are the God my healer. You sent Your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. You are God. You are the God that He loved me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent Your word and healed my disease. You are the God my healer. We believe, we believe. Sent Your word and healed my disease. You are the God, my healer. You are the God that healed me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent Your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Abba Father, Abba Father, You are the
that we want to give You all glory for what You have done and what You are going to do, oh God, through the lives of the people that have responded. Lord Jesus, we believe healing is our portion. It's just a matter of timing. So I pray we will be encouraged, oh God. We will not deter. We will not stop pursuing You just because our healing is delayed. Lord, I am in the same boat as my brother and sister here. I know, God, doctors tell me I have no hope, but my hope is in You. Lord, so I pray, oh God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, that we can enter 2018 with the joy of God. Lord, that people may not know that we are sick. People may not know that we are taking medication even, because the joy, the radiance of the Lord Jesus is sufficient for us. So we thank you, we bless you, Lord, that all of us can go back, Lord, and we are able to sleep well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruise.org.sg. God bless.